how are those New Year's resolutions going? Did you even make one? If one of them was to ditch the booze for a healthier lifestyle, there's some people you need to meet right now. Untoxicated is an alcohol-free social group focusing on group fun without the need for grog. So, well, yeah, why do you feel like just because you're going out to have a good time, you need to have alcohol? Apparently, there is that pressure, I reckon.
I guess
now.
It's that social norm. Yeah. But we're trying to change attitudes around drinking a bit right now,
so
right across the country.
What is Untoxicated all about? Faye Lawrence is the founder. Faye, thanks for coming in this morning.
My pleasure.
So how did this Untoxicated movement start and what is it?
Well, it actually started when I gave up drinking over a couple of years ago. And I realised that I couldn't continue in the same sort of social activities that I did before, which was mainly going out and getting quite drunk a lot of the time over dinner and things like that. And so I was looking for things to do without alcohol. So it was sort of a little bit of a safe space. But because I'm a very social person, I still wanted my social life not to suffer. And I couldn't find anything out there. I was searching all the meetup groups and looking around thinking there's got to be something, and there wasn't. So that's when I started Untoxicated.
So what, it was all alcohol-based, those groups?
Yeah.
And you couldn't even go out with your friends and say, I'm not drinking?
I think for me in early sobriety, because I did need to give up, it was just why put yourself in that position? If you're on a diet, you don't go to a cake shop.
Yeah.
So it was just going to be too hard for me. It wasn't going to be possible. And also what I've noticed after a period of time now of sobriety is that after a couple of hours, it gets a little bit old anyway, to be honest, as everyone starts getting, a bit
happy.
Happier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And those conversations you don't find very, exciting.
after the sort of the fifth time, you... people tend to repeat themselves and so on, which no judgment from me. I was the worst offender. I've got absolutely no doubt. But I tend to have a two-hour limit if I'm going out on a boozy, with people having a boozy one. Yeah.
But that's it. You said you made this life change.
Yes.
And you needed that support around you. So you're not giving in to temptation, so to speak. Because it's not just a behavioural change. It's an attitudinal change.
Yeah.
There's so much that goes on, and there's your own mental game that's at play a lot of the time here too, isn't there?
Absolutely. So it's normalising for myself and for other people that come along the ability to be able to socialise without alcohol. Because one thing that I do hear consistently from members is a real struggle is that pressure they receive from other people, from their friends and family. You know, oh, don't be so boring, and oh, go on, just have one, and all the rest of it, which I'm sure is meant with absolutely no ill intention, but it does put a lot of pressure on people because we're social creatures. We're, pack animals, essentially, from an evolutionary perspective. So we want to belong. And when people don't find other people like them, they feel isolated and they feel ostracised from those groups. So that's another important part of what I do, which is to make people feel like they've got somewhere they can go where they do belong and they don't feel othered.
Mm. Did you feel like when someone said, just have one, did you fall back into that, all right, I'll have one? I mean, how tough was it for you to go alcohol-free?
It was a struggle for me for a long time, which is why I kept failing,
Was it that pressure that made you fail?
You can't blame other people. Ultimately, you have responsibility for yourself. But of course, there does come in into it other social and cultural contexts. And, it did take a lot of persuading.
Mm.
I was like, yep, okay, I'm leaving the car.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But you're honest about that journey too, Faye, and others who might have made it as a New Year's resolution. Maybe they're going dry for February, as a friend of mine is doing.
Yeah.
You know, they're having these discussions and internal dialogues that you speak of. Untoxicated, so founded it a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
What sort of events do you run for people? Just give us a bit of a snapshot.
Sure. So we do lots of different things. We do lots of dinners. That seems to be one of the most popular. And that's really great because it's an opportunity to get people used to being in environments that it would have done before with the alcohol, but just in a little group where it's literally and metaphorically taken off the table. We do art galleries, we do movies, we do bushwalks, we do kayaking, we've done, we do loads of, you name it, we do it. Coffees, we've got lawn bowls coming up, which sounds really boring, but... You know, the main thing is we want to show people that they can have a good time without alcohol. Mm. In a not in a contrived way, just in a show up and see what it's like. No matter where you're at, you don't have to be sober 24/7. The only stipulation we have at our events is just no drinking at the event. So you might just be contemplating it and think, oh, well, not sure it's for me, but I'll go along and see what it's like. And the feedback we constantly get is that people are surprised at how much they have enjoyed actually having an activity without, with the alcohol taken away.
It can be a habit, though, can't it? Like, oh, let's just go and have a wine.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Is it teaching people to break that habit as well?
I think so. I mean, we're not a formal recovery program or anything like that. We literally are just showing people that they can have a laugh without the alcohol. But part of that, obviously, is exposing themselves to environments where that is the case. Mm. So I believe that is absolutely part of the journey if that's something you want to do.
But Valentine's Day is approaching you know, champagne, wine, roses.
Oh, well, it's an integral part of dating, isn't it, for most people?
Mm, so what's happening for Valentine's Day?
Well, one thing I consistently hear from my members, and we do have about 5,000 members in Brisbane, Sydney and Melbourne, is that the sober dating, or even if you're just a mindful drinker, so that's someone who's sober curious, who's just basically looking to potentially cut back a bit or just, you know, be mindful about their drinking, they have difficulty with dating because you want to date other people like you because of that effect of, you know, if you're with a heavy drinker, you're more likely to go back to those habits. And so I thought, right, well, it's my moral duty to create an event.
So you've got a sober and sober curious single soiree.
Indeed.
On Friday night, 6:30 to 9.
Yes.
All right.
Love that. Okay. And that's just one of many events. Untoxicated. That's the name of the group. The tagline, sober does not equal boring. No siree. Faye, lovely to meet you.
Thanks for
being so honest about the journey that you've had too.
My pleasure.
Just do a search for Untoxicated if you want more details and how you might be able to join in as well.